This is Mike and Ely with the Beezlebums coming back right after Thanksgiving. We hope everyone had a great one. This is Companion Pass by Corey Wong. He's got the nastiest right hand in the game. It's a little pump up. This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford. All right, let's get a hype. Just listen to Corey, take it to your heart, and let's go for a ride.
Now, there comes a time in every young person's life where they need to figure out where they belong.
We need this inspiration this week.
We often find ourselves walking in another person's shadow because we've admired them or followed them for so long. We find ourselves trying to become another person and never really unlock our true creative self. But I'm here to tell you, if you're looking to maximize your creative potential, we're gonna have to face the fears and mental roadblocks that you've allowed to take priority in your mind.
It's time to discover who you are
as an artist.
It's time to discover who you are
as a person. It's time you step out of those shadows and become your own person. This is the time in your life where you need not discover who someone else is within you, but who you are within you. Because you're never going to be as good as Papathini is at being Papathini. You're only going to be the best at being you. And nobody in this world is going to be as good as you at being you. Nobody in the history of mankind, past, present, or future, will be as good as you.
That was Companion Pass by Corey Wong at the end. He's asking the crowd there to just shoot him a little Venmo. All right, who we got on the show today? Come say hi. Come say hi.
What up, what up? I'm Zach.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Tal.
Yo, let's keep those masks on, boys. Let's keep those masks on. Even bad. Though we got them on. Don't even worry. Don't even worry. Tal, so rumor has it you made the E-Man as a freshman, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. It's true.
The banter on the streets, right?
That's true. It's true.
Does your name originate from the word towel? Like, oh, can I get that towel over there? Like,
funny you should ask. It does not, actually.
No?
Comes from a morning dew in Hebrew.
Okay, a little morning mist.
I thought he was going for the Grateful Dead reference, but sorry.
What's the Grateful
it's
Dead?
It's more
reference?
So the Dewick reference.
The Dewick.
Okay, the morning dew. Okay, I'm not that big of a Deadhead myself. All right, if you were gonna use a frisbee instead of a plate while eating, if you did, what would be the fork and knife?
If I did, I gotta say I have done that, but I did use a normal fork and knife.
Okay, but now we're speaking hypotheticals.
I would just have to go hands.
Hands? Straight hands?
Just straight hands.
You're eating like pasta and red sauce. Like, you're going hands?
I'm going hands.
You're going hands for pasta?
If I'm already eating out of a frisbee and I'm not using a fork and knife, then yeah, hands.
You know, that's interesting, but I respect it. Like,
did you guys ever, like, chop your spaghetti, like, as a kid?
No. I got angry at the people who did.
I agree. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not a spaghetti cutter.
Full strands.
As like a 3-year-old, I feel like you can't handle like that much length in your throat. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to die if my mom doesn't chop up my spaghetti with a little hot dog slices in it. Did you guys ever do the hot dog slices in the spaghetti?
Wow, but why wouldn't you just go for like a penne then?
You know, my mom's probably listening right now, and that's a better question for her, but I think sometimes you just gotta take the spaghetti.
Hey, Jack's mom.
Betsy
Jack's
Nathan.
Mom. Jack's mom, why are we not making penne? Please enlighten us.
She does make a mean penne, I have to say, on top of the spaghetti. Next up, we got Peach Fuzz by Camp, who I'm seeing on Saturday. Possibly my favorite folk band, and this is Peach Fuzz by Camp off their album By and By.
Cutting up a rug.
That was Peach Fuzz by Camp. We got Zach calling in from the Tilton Bike Room. Come say hi.
Yo, yo, guys.
Yo, what's good? What are you calling about? How was your Thanksgiving dinner?
It was good. Had a lot of turkey, a lot of meat.
Okay, a lot of turkey. What is that turkey your go-to?
Yeah. Mainly the stuffing.
Yeah, okay. Okay, what's your...
bread in a turkey and then eating it.
That's your go-to side?
Yeah.
Appreciate it. You got anything else you want to say?
Yeah. Shout out to my mom.
All right, we appreciate our moms out there. All right, Zach, what do you got? What do you got for us? A little turkey week banter.
Oh, some turkey week banter. Well, we sit down at the Thanksgiving table, and you always are dreading that conversation with the one relative who disagrees politically with the rest. But my grandma's a little different. She's just nuts. and at my Thanksgiving dinner, we got a little spicy. I shared.
Are we talking like sriracha? Like,
oh, dude,
Cholula,
we're talking straight like Tabasco.
Habanero.
We got spicy.
Yeah. Okay.
Spicy to the point where people left the room in a little rage, a little outrage. You get up, you throw your napkin. Throw it.
We love the
it's
visual
gone.
Gags
which,
on the radio.
It's
would
gone.
Would not be a Thanksgiving dinner, family dinner without
napkin
that happening.
Thrown. And then you're storming out. And can I tell you what happens in between? Probably not, because maybe Nini's watching right now. If you are, shout out you. But if not, why you hate me, dog?
Damn.
It's all good. It's all love. It's all love. I love Nini.
We love Nini. I'm lucky on the other side of the fence. We're all politically aligned. Whether that's for the good or the bad, maybe I don't get enough exposure in my own family, but we had 56 people this Thanksgiving.
Really?
Wow.
Three turkeys, two hams, a lot of baked mac and cheese. My mom made two vegetable platters instead of one. The roasted veggies go first, and they were gone. No leftover roasted veggies this year. Wow.
What's your go-to side?
Roasted veggies.
No.
Fair enough.
Can I take
stuffing? Stuffing 100%.
It's gotta be stuffing.
It's gotta be the stuffing.
Can I take like veggie platter as a whole as a side, or do I need to like pick a veggie?
What constitutes the veggie platter?
This year we were lacking the asparagus, lacking some sperries, but we had the sprouts, the beets, the cauliflower, the broccoli, the carrots, the onions. The garlic takes the cake. People sleep on the garlic, the full cloves of garlic that are, you know what I mean? Like, they're melting your mouth. They're gas.
Fees.
Fees. Fees the band. New band at Tufts. Next up, we got I Got Loaded by the Wood Brothers. Another great folk band. It's just going to keep getting folkier until it doesn't.
I feel alright. I feel alright. Well, I feel alright.
That was I Got Loaded by the Wood Brothers. And right now, special event. Woo! Party line! We got two callers. Yo, can you guys... Yo, callers, introduce yourself to each other.
Hi.
Hi, this is Matt.
Hello.
I'm Sam.
Hello, I'm Kasumi.
Yo, what's good? Did you guys hear Sam say I'm Sam?
Yeah, we did hear him.
Yeah.
Alright, for sure. So Kasumi recently visited the best city in the world, Chicago. I took her around, hit her favorite spots. She was there for an oncology conference. How'd that go?
It was actually radiology, but it was actually very dope.
I apologize. It's my bad.
I got a $90. Steak last night.
How much?
90.
Jeez.
Oh my! I've been to this restaurant. I saw on your story, Smith and Walensky in Chicago. It is one of the coolest restaurants I've ever been to. It has quite the view of the skyline right down next to the river. Oh my God! One of the best meals I've ever had. It's so expensive, but you gotta go there once.
I've never been there. I gotta go. Apparently,
delicious.
$90 steak. It's Giving Tuesday. How about we give some $90 to Tufts?
Footlong cake. What can be better?
Filet mignon. Amazing. All right. Nice. So, Claire, you're a mouse right now, right?
I am a mouse. My entire video was just me on my hand being...
All right.
Fidgeting around.
So they're filming a final project, BME, where Claire's the lab rat. So, we're glad you guys called in. Sam, you got anything?
Not much.
Not much? You had a good break?
Call in, say hello. Yeah.
Yeah?
The best city, in my opinion, Philadelphia, is doing quite well.
You're just factually wrong on that one. Next up, we got Hey Mama by Nathaniel Ratliff. My friend Pano at home put me on to these guys. It's Fees. You know what else is Fees, Ben?
What else is Fees, Jack?
I mean, possibly the best band to ever come out of Tufts.
You know what, you know what else is Fees, Ben?
What's Fees?
Fees.
Fees.
Fees is Fees.
Fees.
There's no other way about it.
Yeah, could we get a quick Fees from the callers before this song comes on?
I think that's
Faze. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Mama,
dreaming away charm. Say it's been a long time running. Hey mama, answer me. Baby boy, you better sit down. Can't listen when the sun's out. Only son, this'll be so hard to hear. Gonna wait so long. Why you gotta wait so long? She said, son, let me reason with you.
All right, that was Hey Mama by Nathaniel Ratcliffe and the Night Sweats. Right now, we got a PSA coming straight from Zach's mouth.
And me.
And so Evan's mouth.
May is National Bike Month. Here, we're going to start out with a little theatrical performance, a little comic. Hey, Dad, I'm going to a traffic safety poster. Do you have any ideas for a slogan?
Sure. Cyclists have a right to the road, too. You noisy, polluting, inconsiderate maniacs. I hope gas goes up to $8 a gallon.
Thanks, Dad. I'll go ask Mom.
Why? That's a great slogan.
May is National Bike Month, and the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. It's an excellent time of year to try this healthy, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it's important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it's safe to pass, then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it is safe. When it is not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. No matter what, watch out for distracted drivers because they're everywhere. Cyclists have the same rights and the same responsibilities as other drivers. Drive your bike like the vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike to Work Week.
Yo, even though it's almost December, we just thought you guys should know that May is National Bike Month. Stay safe, guys.
Almost there. Only a few months away.
We're looking at May. May's top 4 month, I'd say. With it,
top one. It's my birthday.
Yeah, mine's June. What are awkward. You? What are you? 23rd?
15th.
Damn, you're close.
I'm 27. I'm 27. June.
Cool birthday stories. Go. I can go first. February 3rd, 2002, Brady's first Super Bowl, the day I was born.
Wow.
I got stung on the inside of my ear by a bee when I was just, like, licking a popsicle on, like, my fourth birthday. It was, like, a Curious George party or whatever. My dad puts on the Curious George suit. I'm just sitting there with the ice pop in my hand. Bam, I'm out for the day. Brutal.
I had a birthday at a fire station, and then there was actually a fire, and the actual alarm went off, and, like, half the kids started crying.
Got to see it in action.
It was really, I thought it was really cool. I saw them sliding down the pole. Like, it was really cool.
On one of my birthdays, I don't know for any of you New York people or East Coast people who remember Hurricane Sandy.
Nah, I don't remember that.
A tree fell through my roof, the roof of my room. On my birthday. That was not damn. a fun day.
Did the roof get fixed or you just got like a big hole there right now?
No, dude,
what's the deal?
It's been for
you just
for,
got like you
new
just,
skylight, what could be better?
Yeah, exactly. New
free renovations.
Exactly.
Alright, so I was thinking about this cue. We were thinking about the talk off air. We got Rocky Raccoon in the background by Charlie Parr. But if you guys could have anything come out of your belly button in like a stream, kinda like
what?
Like laminar flow, like it just keeps, like you press a button on,
you
off.
Can control it.
What is it? Yeah, you okay, can control okay. it, but it's like anything out of the belly button. I'll go last because I got a fire answer. I can turn up the music while we think.
I think maybe just like almonds, like constant sustenance.
That's fair. You got a lot of almond milk. Almond milk's actually like horrible for the environment.
Really?
Because
everyone's always saying how great it is.
It takes so much water to grow an almond. Also, cashew fact of the day right here. When growing cashews, it's
why
like
do you say it like cashew.
Yeah, dog.
Is it a cashew?
Cashew. Okay, cashews. When growing cashews, it's only one nut per fruit.
Wow.
So, like, each plant is just one cashew. What is wrong?
I got an answer for the all
right, what do we got?
Question.
What do we got?
I'm thinking straight gasoline, and
okay.
I could start my own gas station.
Fair fees.
Wow. And just it's a money-making machine.
My answer? Air, and you can fly. You're like Superman.
Wow. So you took it. Okay, you took it a little different.
You're like,
so you'd be able to like expel power out of your belly, like powerful air.
Like, what if the air doesn't come out fast?
What if it just kind
of
leaks out?
An air at the compression of 575 psi enough to lift me off the ground.
I was gonna say like. I don't know, like M&M's or something.
Of course.
Yeah, I was going to say apple juice.
But aren't you going to get sick of M&M's?
I know, that's a problem.
Eventually?
My dad just texted me. He said pudding for him.
Pudding?
Wow.
Should we get your dad to call in?
Dad, if you want to call in.
If you want to, no pressure.
Hi, Nina.
What's good? Next up, we got a Stunner by Milky Chance. We're switching over to the Evans back half of the playlist. We started off with a little folk. Now we're hitting a little Milky Chance.
She was a stunner, riding high, and I got no rank in others. Couldn't see what she was worth on the party. Behind the sunrise in the night of month of July. On the party,
That was Stunner by Milky Chance. Right now we got a little fish banter. If any of my Nathan cousins are listening in, specifically Peter, first of all, follow espresso.martinis on Instagram. That's my cuz. Running that account. They got merch. Email them. So Ben, on how many fish shows you been to?
Unfiltered, I think about 18.
Okay, and how? And then what was the record in 2 weeks? What was it?
We were going to do 10 in 2 weeks, but my friend unfortunately got COVID and we had to miss the last three. So it was 7 in like 10 days.
That's still pretty, good.
It was crazy.
7 and 10 and all different sets, right?
The song we heard the same. We heard one song 3 times.
Okay. But still, they're improvising. You know what I mean? They got the chops.
It's different every time.
If I say, if I made the reference Egg in a Hole, would you get it?
Egg in a Hole.
That's from their new Year's set. They're not New Year's. Their new Halloween set. It was a new song on their Halloween set.
I didn't like it. I didn't like the new Halloween set.
Oh my god! My cousins were raving about it.
They're taking me next year. Did they go?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why. Because if you went, it's crazy.
They were there.
It has no re-listen.
You want to run it next year with me in Vegas?
I'm ready.
Vegas.
Yeah, it's the Vegas Halloween show at the MGM.
It's crazy every year.
It's crazy. I want to see fish. We might go see Goose next weekend.
We're gonna play Goose song.
Is what we're gonna play.
We might do that.
You gotta play some fish.
Another jam band.
Goose is another good jam band. We got Goose, Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. Who else I got jam band wise?
They're just all animals.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, it's all animals.
Fish, goose, pigeon,
cow.
cow. I love cow. Don't even get me started on cow. Oh my god. Their Tufts a week scent went ridiculous. So yeah, I might go work on a farm. Actually, no, I'm gonna go work on farms this summer in Europe.
Not Wolf, but Help X.
I just got my first response back from this very good couple in Ireland. I'm gonna be learning how to like make jams and jellies. This one's a nursery right by the cliffs of Moher. We got a caller. One sec, I'm gonna pick up on the caller, and I'm not gonna be able to talk to you because I'm talking on air right now. But keep listening. But after that, I want to go to Norway because I'm applying to a few spots in Norway, and Norway is just gorgeous. And
then the French Alps too. Yeah, the Lofoten Islands are beautiful.
Yeah. I want to stop by there in the French Alps, like a farm in the French Alps. I mean, it was better.
It's the most Goldberg thing I've ever heard. Yeah, in a great way.
I know. I love it.
You like the shit you like.
All right. One sec. Keep bantering. Who we got calling? We got
Ben making mistakes on air.
Yeah, it's all right.
Is it? No.
No.
No, I'm you're sorry. Not going to be invited.
We got Teeny on air.
All I know is I have an image of Jack in the French Alps in the summertime stuck in my head now.
Dude, who doesn't?
No, it's Jack. It's like Jack petting a goat while like spreading his jelly.
What? The spot?
On some bread with a lot of seeds.
The one in the French Alps is a goat farm where we make goat cheese. And like I'm picking up goat scat.
And the bread has so many seeds.
It's
like you need like 3 cups of water after you eat the bread.
Dude, like,
but it's good bread.
Yeah.
It's
dude,
bread.
We love a good seedy bread.
Yeah.
A good, what's your guys' go-to bread? Like you're at a diner. No. That's too general of a question.
Okay.
You're at a diner, you order your 2 eggs, your hash browns, and like bacon, and then they're like, okay, you
scally
want bread.
Toast. Scally toast.
What is scally toast?
Oh, it's like a white.
I actually have a good bread.
It's like a white bread. It's delicious. Loaded up with butter, makes the breakfast.
Zach, what we got over there?
And this is all breads. Sourdough, no matter what, is the best bread.
I disagree.
In the diner scenario, it's got to be rye bread.
No, Marble rye, baby!
It's got to be rye
bread. No way.
Oh, my God. In the diner scenario with the eggs and the bacon, come on. It's got to be.
Come on, though.
I got to go with the sourdough. I've had it. I haven't had diner sourdough, but my mom's sourdough is fire, so I'll carry that over to the diner next time.
You still got the starter going?
Oh, of course.
Dude, give me some of that starter.
It's sitting in the fridge, just like this jar of starter. Yep. It's so sick.
Noah, are you on right now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. What about you? What's your diner bread?
My diner bread, bro? Well, what are we talking about?
You're at a diner. You just ordered the 2 eggs, the hash breezies, and the bacon.
Super egg everything.
What kind of bread is that?
No, it's a bagel. It's a bagel.
So an everything bagel? That's you.
But it's an egg bagel that's everything.
Okay.
Oh. An egg bagel. That sounds delicious.
Can I tell you my bagel order? It might revolutionize your bagel order.
Go for it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Asiago bagel, toasted jalapeno cream cheese.
Wow.
That's disgusting.
What do you mean that's disgusting?
I agree.
You've just never lived.
Dude,
you gotta get some salmon on there.
Everything bagel with scallion cream cheese.
I can respect that.
I'm more of a chive.
Throw in the lox if you're feeling risky.
Okay, well, if we're going like everything bagel, then you gotta get your capers, onions, lox, cucumber, tomato, chived cream cheese, the whole 9 yards. And when you order it, they charge you for the whole platter when you want like 2 pieces of lox. They charge you like $10 and you're like, this is the biggest sham of all time since buying girls drinks at bars. Like, not, it doesn't work. It doesn't work out.
The biggest sham of all time.
All right, Noah, you got anything you want to say to the listeners out there, to the World Wide Web, to the radio, the analog waves?
I want to ask you guys a question.
All right, what do you got?
Yeah, let's hear.
If you could shoot a liquid out of all 5 of your fingers, what would the liquid be?
Wow, that's the same question.
Similar to the belly button question.
Yep, this is
but now
we've
narrowed it to liquids.
But no M&Ms,
so
no
it's
hair.
Liquids.
All right, we're going to answer this after the next song, because 5 things, it's a lot of thinking. Can we do condiments?
I'm gonna say goodbye and I'll listen to your response.
Perfect. Are condiments like on the market, or are we talking like straight liquids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything.
Everything, or does it have to be liquid?
Any liquid.
Okay.
Goldberg wants a mayo finger. That's what I know.
Did not even close. Not even close, but like I don't think mayo. All right. Next up, we got "Come a Little Closer" by Cage the Elephant.
best to my father. Now I love you like a brother. Earthquakes shake the dust behind you. This world at times will blind you. Still I know I'll see you.
That was Come a Little Closer by Cage the Elephant, and we're coming back to Noah's question. I think I got three of my fingers down. What about you guys?
I got two.
All right.
I'm at three.
You're at three? All right, I'll kick us off. First, Racha out of the pinky. Sriracha. Number two, gas out of the ring finger. You just stick it in, like, the gas filler upper hole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I completely agree.
There you go. You're never paying for gas ever again. You could probably just, like, mess up the entire world's economy by having, like, a gasoline finger, mm-hmm. considering how much money comes from gas. Mm-hmm. Next, melted ice cream.
Mm.
Like, after the bowl's been sitting for a while, because you still got the flavor, and then you're not going to the store buying a pint of ice cream a night. Probably, if I had to pick a flavor, black raspberry chip from Grater's. It's a local ice cream area near me. Fourth, liquid, barbecue sauce. Fifth, liquid out of the thumb. The most important, water.
Yeah.
Then I think with my hand, like, you could just go camping forever. You suck your thumb for water.
Barbecue sauce. You got barbecue sauce to hold you mm-hmm. over.
Exactly.
I was also gonna go. Thumb's gotta be water.
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
Agreed.
I mean, why do babies suck it so much unless they think they're gonna water out?
Right. Exactly. I'm also going Frank's Red Hot out of one of the fingers. Gotta be.
Wow.
We'll go with pinky. To model the the sriracha for Goldberg. Chocolate milk, gotta come out of the ring finger.
Brown cow or like white cow chocolate milk?
Brown cow, gotta be.
Gotta.
I like the gas call. I really do.
That was my original.
You never got to pay for gas, like
coming on my belly button.
And I think we'll go with barbecue sauce. Why not? Oh no, Russian dressing. That's it.
Russian. I don't think I've ever actually had Russian. I've had Italian. I've never had Russian.
Really?
Huh. No, it's like for the sandwich.
Then I got my sandwich order done. Just out of my fingers. Easy.
What?
Chicken cutlet, bacon, mozzarella. Frank's Red Hot.
Russian dressing. Italian? Russian dressing is the stuff on like gas deli sandwiches.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Okay. Never mind. That takes the cake.
I'm going with, you got to have whole milk in there. You just got to. Mm. Specifically, the DeWick whole milk.
Wow.
Specifically. Because wow. DeWick whole milk hits different.
Shout out.
Got to get some good Greek yogurt in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Liquid Greek yogurt. Maybe the Chobani, like berry flavored one. Too fire.
You gotta like really scoop the bottom and mix it because it all is like,
yeah, exactly,
the flavors
exactly
at the bottom.
You're, but like it would be liquid.
Yeah.
So.
I think the first couple weeks when I was at school eating those, like I was like, wow, like this tastes like really plain yogurt, but it says it's blueberry.
No. The drink form. Have you had the drink ones?
Highly
recommend.
It's like an actual drink.
Like it's not chunky like that.
Nah.
I highly recommend.
It's not like the Zach and Cody like scrunch.
Oh, the Danimals.
That's what I said, it's like Danimals.
But it's Chobani.
Okay.
Gotcha. Danimals.
And then, dude, the gasoline call is just pure money. Like,
yeah. I mean, we're literally offsetting the entire world's economy.
And even if you're just going camping, need some lighter fluid, just right on the fire.
Yep. Maybe white gas instead of regular gasoline. What? I bet you they both function. White gas is specific for like camping stoves and like lanterns.
That's lighter fluid. Rather than,
but could you use that in your car? Because I feel like you're using the gas for your car more than you're using the gas for camping. That's the problem.
Right. Yeah, but let's say
Goldberg's a big wilderness guy.
I'm a huge wilderness guy.
And I'm just thinking this Omicron virus could shut us down forever. Like, what if society is over?
Wow. Well, then you should just put hand sanitizer on one of those fingers.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Top
choice. Yeah. Wow. All right. For mine. No. I didn't think this through, and this might be a little bit of a stretch. But to all my listeners, shout out Durs and Dave and anyone else who's listening. I want you guys to put up your pointer finger and your pinky.
Durs, do it right now.
Pointer finger and pinky. Everyone here, do it. I want spider webs to come out of these fingers so I could be like Spider-Man.
I could swing
from building to building. I don't know if it's a liquid, but that's the best answer you're going to get.
If anything, it's more efficient than Spider-Man because he's got to go the two hands for two buildings.
Yeah.
Newton's cradle that.
There it is.
I really wish the listeners could see the visual.
The
oomph. Imagine like the stereotypical Italian, but with the two fingers.
Well, just the Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Evan, what you got?
You know what? I gotta agree with Tal on the Dewey whole milk.
Of course.
It's a move. We might be some of the only people in the world who would say that, but... gotta respect the milk choice.
Yeah, I'm just heavily lactose intolerant, so I just can't afford to do that.
Could never be me.
I know, can't imagine. Gasoline, fire choice. Mm-hmm. Ketchup, ultimate condiment right there.
Can't respect.
And you know what? Protein shake. Mm. You could be stuck in the woods. You got all your nutrients right there. Dude. And water.
I'm not gonna be digging a trowel with protein shakes. That's
all I'm gonna
nasty.
Say is that I'll be a great hunter with my Spider-Man capabilities. Yep. I don't need the other three fingers. All I need is these two.
What flavor shake?
Evan's just all about the gains.
Yes, sir.
It's gains o'clock 24/7.
That's right. Vanilla.
Vanilla. Vanilla. We love it. In the background we got Turn Clouds by Goose. Yeah, let's just keep jamming.
Sit down now, my love. Better run back home.
That was Turn Clouds by Goose. Next up, we got Cooler Than Me featuring Big Sean, Big Scene, who knows?
If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably cause you think you're cooler than me. You got your highbrow shoes on your feet, and you wear them around like it ain't shit. But you don't know the way that you look when your steps make that much noise. See, I got you all figured out. You need everyone's eyes just to feel seen. Behind your makeup, nobody knows who you even are. Who do you think that you are? If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably cause you think you're cooler than me. You got your highbrow switching your walk, and you don't even look when you pass by. But you don't know the way that you look when your steps make that much noise. Shh, see, I got you all figured out. You need everyone's eyes just to feel seen. Behind your makeup, nobody knows who you even are. Who do you think that you are? If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably cause you think you're cooler than me.
Now don't you dare act like you don't know.
Don't know.
Know what's up.
Know what's
cause
up.
Your nose is up when I'm approaching up. Yup. Like I can't give you winter in the summer, or summer in the winter. Miami in December, trying to look bored in them Dior's.
Dior's.
She probably is. Was acting shallow till she found out how deep in my pockets is. Mrs. Prima Donna, this is your reminder that I think you fine, but I'm finer. Shine, yup.
Cause it's your scene. You got no doubt.
All right, you guys. This is a new segment of the show called Explain Something You Can't Explain. First of all, pro Jake Gyllenhaal, haven't listened to any of the Red. I'm not pro, but I'm not anti. All right, what's the tea? Spill it.
Well, we don't know. Let's just start by saying we don't know. But here's what I think happened. I think Taylor Swift had an album. Okay, someone needs to help me out here.
I know less than you do.
All right,
so.
All right. I think I know more than you. I think she re-released a bunch of...
No, because the label...
They took her money, they took her songs.
Mm.
They just had control.
Right.
Over, yeah.
So she released them Taylor's way. Let's go Taylor.
Let's go Taylor, and all of them are hating on Jake Gyllenhaal. That's what
yeah.
I understand.
Something about a red scarf.
But also something about one song being now 7 minutes longer.
Ten minutes.
7 minutes longer.
Ten minutes total.
Wow.
Taylor's
wow.
version.
Wow.
I heard that just Jake Gyllenhaal's beard was just too scruffy, and it just kept prickling her. That was the tea.
That's the tea. You know Taylor directly.
Yes. You know, just
he doesn't
more
so he
friends,
doesn't not know.
Yeah,
I don't know her directly.
But once you
so
listen to your
friend.
Her music, you feel like you just know her.
I think that's what it is.
And we get together like once a week.
Yeah,
or so,
yeah, yeah.
But,
I mean, brunch.
The energy coming from Sal over here.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, me and Jake are tight too. Not as tight.
He's their middleman.
Yeah.
So what's your opinion on the beard? Too scruffy or not?
Jake's, I mean, it feels great on my cheeks. So, I don't know.
We got the insider perspective right there. We got Joey Gossick
here first.
Ripping the sax in the background.
That is hilarious. Does anyone else know what's good with Taylor Swift?
listeners. No,
I mean, Shake It Off is my favorite Swift song, but I'm not a Swift.
Throwback to 7th grade middle school dance, Shake It Off. Mm. Good. What time? Yeah. What time?
All right, what about Trouble with the Goat on it? Like, yep. The vine, oh. Where the goat was screaming.
This was the Beezlebums with Mike and Ely. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
It's been a pleasure.